Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The old pizza shop on Winthrop Street in Medford may not be much to look at from the outside, but inside there's a bustling operation underway. You won't find any pizzas. Instead, plenty of golden brown English muffins. Stone & Skillet Bakery specializes in handmade, locally sourced artisan English muffins, for which there's apparently a growing demand. They're up to making 30,000 a week. Still, that's a little short of what Thomas's, the Pennsylvania-based king of English muffins, make. They're at $1.5 billion yearly. Stone & Skillet co-owner Kyle Meekins says he has nothing but respect for Thomas's. However,
we like ours better. And we're coming for you.
Inside Stone and Skillet, there are rows upon rows of neatly pressed dough balls, towers of cooked muffins fresh off the griddle, cooling on trays, with a half dozen bakers performing what looks like a well-choreographed dance from dough making to packaging. Meekins and fellow co-owner Dan Crothers took over the vacant pizza shop about a year and a half ago and say demand has the place humming all hours of the day. They're in a major supermarket chain now. We paid a visit to learn why their English muffins are flying off the shelves.
Well, I guess we should start right there. Tell us what that machine that was making that rhythmic pounding was doing.
That machine is probably the oldest machine in the bakery. It's from West Germany, if it gives you any idea of how old it is. It's a divider rounder. And it basically takes the dough that we weigh out to 7 pounds and it divides it into 36 3-ounce dough balls that eventually become the muffins.
There's about a half dozen bakers in here who are doing various jobs.
Yes.
What happens to the dough after it's divided?
After the dough is mixed and divided, it goes into a process called proofing, where you allow the yeast to kind of develop its characteristics, the flavors of aging, and it creates the gas that makes the air bubbles in the bread. That gives it kind of those nooks and crannies, even though we try not to affiliate ourselves with nooks and crannies. It's kind of not our thing. But after that process, then it goes to the cooking process, which is really kind of the secret sauce for us. The way that we cook the muffins is very different from how most people cook the muffins.
I was stunned when I walked in and saw that you have 3 big grills going, and you don't bake these muffins, you grill them.
They're grilled. Yeah, we griddle them on flat top griddles. There's no ovens involved. It cooks all the way through on the griddles, and it seems to work for us.
Kyle, how is this operation here different from how you started?
You know, we started this out of my apartment. I was working at a local bakery, and I started talking to a lot of chef friends. Both Dan and I have been in the industry for many years, and people kept asking me for a better English muffin, you know, something they could use for more applications than just, you know, Eggs Benedict and breakfast sandwiches. So after hearing it a bunch of times, I brought Dan in. We played around with the recipe. We started making them out of our apartment with a residential kitchen license and selling them to a little restaurants down the road. And we were cooking them one at a time in a cast iron skillet and rolling them out on my granite countertop, and that's where we came up with the name Stone and Skillet.
How many were you making in a day back then when you started commercially, so to speak, in your own kitchen?
Well, our very first order was for 100 muffins, and we averaging about an English muffin or two an hour back then, as opposed to close to 300 an hour now.
Yeah, how many are you churning out now?
Right now we're making about 30,000 a week and growing.
I know you're in a major supermarket chain, Whole Foods, and I know you started in a restaurant though.
Yep, we originally started in 2 restaurants, Lincoln Tavern in South Boston and Russell House Tavern in Harvard Square. They ordered enough right off the bat for Dan and I to be able to leave our jobs and do this full time.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to admit to you that I've never had one before.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like to try one if that's okay.
Absolutely. Here we have, I think, some pretty good picks.
Fresh off the griddle.
Yep.
Nice golden brown.
Nice and golden brown, just the way we like them.
All right. Is there any preferred way to eat it? Should I tear it apart or should I take a bite? Or
I like to eat it like a donut, but whatever comes naturally.
I'll go with the donut way and just take a bite then.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, that's very tasty. It's great because it's crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. Is that what you're going for?
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of kind of different textures going on there.
And the toasted nature of the outside of the dough here does make it a little nutty, just as
it does.
You were saying earlier.
That's right. That's kind of the fried cornmeal there as well.
You're not going to get this one back.
That's fine. No, that's yours. You can have that, yeah.
You know, Dan and I, when we started this out, you know, neither of us had a car at the time. We were living together in an apartment in Medford as roommates. And there were times where we would be going through couch cushions to find money to buy ingredients to make English muffins to get to our accounts. And we kind of had a rule, a mantra back then, everyone gets their order, everybody gets their muffins. And we made good on that for quite some time.
You see yourself outgrowing this space at some point?
We are actively looking for a new space. We're currently in a 750 square foot facility, and the walls are closing in. So to keep up with the demand, we are currently looking for a bigger facility that we can grow into and just expand as far as we plan to.
We like to think of the idea as keeping ourselves local and artisan while expanding. You don't see a lot of artisan companies that, expand into different regions of the country, and we kind of thought, why not? Why couldn't we build little bakeries all over the country and have those little bakeries provide English muffins to their communities, hire through their communities, source the ingredients through their communities, and we don't think there's any reason why local and artisan have to be exclusive to a small region. We think that local and artisan could be nationwide as long as you do it the right way.
Kyle Meekins and Dan Crothers, co-founders of Stone & Skillet English Muffins, speaking with us in their Medford bakery.